Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I had a Mustang, the Mustang, the Mustang, the Mustang. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me, and I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it run so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20. trees all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice, you want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Radio Show. Talk radio. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio, Gregory's Story. All right, well, today's topic is fortune tellers. I have a short story to share with you about a fortune-telling situation that my mother was involved with. She was thinking that she wanted to find out the direction that her family was going in, and she thought that if she talked to a fortune teller, that they would be able to share some light on her family's future. So she went and talk to the fortune teller. And this fortune teller gave her a lot of information. But one thing that they told her was that one of her sons was going to leave and be gone for a long period of time. But he would be coming back home. And she didn't really think anything about it because she anticipated that all of her sons would be leaving to go to college. So she thought that's where they were going to go. And then the fortune teller told her that one of her sons was going to get a blue car. And since none of her sons had bought a car, her oldest son was going to be getting a new car, and it was going to be a blue car. So she came home and she told me that I was going to get a blue car. And I was on the lookout for a new car. And the car I was interested in getting was going to be blue. So I looked all over the place. Every time we went out somewhere, I was looking to see if there were blue cars for sale in any of the car lots, or on any of the parking lots, or any of the the houses in the neighborhood, I was looking to see if somebody had a blue car for sale. And I was looking in the newspaper for a blue car, because blue was the color that the fortune teller had told my mother that I was going to get. So I had stopped looking for any other color. I was just looking for a blue colored car. And I saw a bunch of cars, but they didn't really meet my taste, or they cost more money than I had to spend for my car. And I was like, well, no, that's not good for me, Mama. No, that's not good for me either. I saw a lot of cars, but nothing that really tickled my fancy. And then one day, we were getting off the freeway in my neighborhood, and we were driving down the main street, and off to the side in the residential neighborhood was a powder blue Mustang. And I was shocked. I saw it, and I said, oh, Mama, look, a powder blue Mustang, a 65. That's a classic car, and it looks good. Even though it's a powder blue, it's not like a royal blue or a sky blue. It's a powder blue car, almost green, not quite blue. It's almost like a blue-green coat. And I saw it, and I was like, well, it's close enough to blue for me to like. And I was thinking about painting it anyway. So I said, Mom, we need to stop and look and see how much they want for this car and if this car works and if it's drivable. So we went to the address on the sign that was on the car, the for sale sign, and we went to the address, and I talked to the man that was selling the car, and he said, yeah, the car runs fine. It has no problems. It runs really good. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, can I take it for a test ride? He said, sure. And he gave me the keys, and he got in the car with me, and I drove it around the neighborhood a couple of blocks, and I came back, and I told my mother, I said, yeah, Mom, I like this car. It's a four-speed, so I'm going to have to learn to drive a stick shift, but I think I can handle it. So she said, okay, and she found out the man wanted $500 for the car, so she gave him $500, and I drove the car home. And I enjoyed driving that car. I drove it around the neighborhood for a while, and I drove it to school because I was going to junior college, and so that was my transportation to school. But I did find out that my radiator was losing water, and it had a slush in the radiator. And I found out that my car was losing oil into my radiator. Now, I didn't really know how that could happen, but as it turned out, the heads on my car, the top end of the motor, it was leaking, and it was leaking oil into the water line, and it was going into the carburetor, going into the radiator, and it was causing the radiator to be full of slush. It's a mixture between water and oil. It's like a white color slush that was in there. So I had to take it home and figure out what the problem was. and I couldn't park it in my driveway because it was leaking oil on the bottom of the motor. So I had to park it on the street in front of my house. But I took the radiator off and I flushed it out, and then I put the radiator back on my car, and I was driving it again, and it suddenly got a bunch of slush in the radiator again. And I couldn't figure out where the water, the oil was coming from. And then I found out that the heads on my car, they were leaking oil into the water line. And the water line was leaking into the radiator. So I had to take the heads off, and my daddy took my car to a mechanic friend of his, a guy that was an automotive teacher at a junior high school in L.A. So we went to this mechanic's classroom, his garage at the junior high school, and we went there on a Saturday, and we took my top of my head on my motor apart, and he showed me where it was warped when it was sitting on top of the head, on top of the motor, on top of the block. It was warped. It was crooked, and that's why it was leaking water. It was leaking oil into the water. So we had to take the head off, and we had to take it to a machine shop and have it smoothed out on the bottom of the block so that it was smooth and even. And then we brought that back the next week, and we put it on the car. And it was a special way for us to tighten the head down so that it would be smooth all the way across the block. And the way that you do it, you have to Maniflex it, and you have to seal it with the Maniflex pattern, which means you have to tighten one screw on one end, which is screw number one, and then you have to go to the other end and tighten screw number eight. And then you go back to screw number two, and you tighten screw number two, and then you go back to the other side, and you tighten screw number three, number four. And then you go back to the other side, and you tighten screw number three, and then you go to the other side, and you tighten screw number five. And then you go back to the other side and you screw tight, you tighten screw number four. So you go back and forth so that you tighten the head down evenly on the block. And when you do that, then you have even consistency with the head and it won't leak oil into your water line. So we did that, and then we had pulled the motor up, and we had it on a crane, so the motor was in the air, and my mechanic friend checked all of the pistons on the block and checked to make sure the pistons were working right, and they were firing in proper order. And then we took the transmission off and made sure that the transmission was connected properly to the bottom of the car and the gears were all set and that we could shift the gears evenly and everything would work right. And then he checked the clutch and the brake in my car, and then he checked the gas pedal, which was connected to the carburetor, and then he checked the timing on the the carburetor on the timing on the wheel that spins around by the radiator, the fan belt. Yeah, the timing chain was on the fan belt. So we checked all of that, and we put the motor back together, and then we lowered the transmission back into the car, and it fit perfectly in the car. And then we lowered the motor down onto the transmission and connected the motor to the transmission. So now we had everything in place, and we just had to connect the carburetor, and we had to connect the fan belt, and we had to connect the fans, and then we had to connect the radiator, and then we put the battery in there and charged the battery. And then he told me to stick my key in the ignition and watch. It's going to start up right away because we checked everything on the car and everything is set for the car to run perfectly now. And you'll see that if you're a good mechanic, now you can just turn the key and the car will start right up. So I was excited. I was like, okay. And I put my key in the ignition. And I turn the key, and nothing happened. And he's like, hey, it should have turned over, but it didn't even crank. Are you sure you did everything? And I'm telling him, yeah, I put everything together. I put all the spark plugs in. I checked the motor, everything. And we looked at the car, and we looked around, and we were like, I wonder what's missing. And then I looked, and I said, oh, I forgot to connect the batteries. Well, the car can't start unless it has juice from the battery. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot to hook the battery up. So we hooked the cables to the battery. And then he said, okay, now turn it. It should start. And I cranked it just a little bit. I turned the key just a little bit, and the car said, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, whoa, it started. First turn. He's like, yeah, it should have did that when we did it the first time. Because then I would have impressed you with how good we put the motor back together. But since you forgot to put the battery on, that's why the car didn't start. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry I missed that. But now I know. Now I know every part of the car that needs to be connected so that the car will run. I learned how to rebuild a motor, an engine, and a transmission in 2 weekends in the auto body shop of my daddy's friend's junior high school mechanic shop, his automotive shop. I learned everything I needed to learn about building a motor and keeping my car running so that it ran as good as it could run. And my car was so quiet, I could start my motor, and I could take my key out, and I could close and lock my door, and I could walk into the store. And I came out one time talking to some people, and we came to my car, and I unlocked the door, and I told them, I said, can you guys believe that my car is actually running? And they're like, no, your car isn't running. We don't hear it making any noise. And I said, yep, it's been running the whole time I've been in the store. And they said, what, for real? And I opened the door, and I stuck my foot in, and I pushed the gas pedal, and the motor said, vroom. And they said, wow, it's running the whole time. I said, yep, My car runs quiet as a church mouse. It's quiet and it runs with excellent timing and everything. My car runs perfectly. I've rebuilt the motor and the transmission, and the car runs just fine. So the next thing I needed to do was get some rims on my car, and I bought some Krager 5-spoke rims to put on my car. I didn't realize that my car was a 6-cylinder, and it had 4 lugs on each drum. So I bought Krager rims, chrome rims, with 5 lugs. But my drum only had 4 lugs. So I had to buy an adapter to put on the drums that had 5 lugs to put on the tires. And I put my used tires on because I bought the rims from a friend of mine. And I put them on my car, but the rims stuck out in the front of my car an extra 2 inches. And when I turned my wheel, my tires were rubbing against the body of the car because they stuck out too far. So I couldn't even turn a circle. If I was riding down the street, I couldn't make a U-turn because I had to do a 3-point turn because my tires wouldn't go all the way around to make a circle. So I had to turn part way, and then I'd have to back up and turn my wheel the other way and then turn it around and go and make my turn. So it became a problem every time I had to turn, make more than a U-turn, my tires would be rubbing against the body of my car. But the back tires looked good. They stuck out, so it looked like I had mags on my car, like I was a racer. And that's what looked good to me. I was like, yeah, my car looks like it's fast. It looks like it's a real fast car. So I was happy with that, but I had to make some adjustments in order to get my front tires so that they wouldn't rub on the body of the car. I had to make some adjustments, and I made the adjustments, and my car ended up being really pretty. I ended up getting it painted, getting the windows tinted, and I bought some new rims for my car, and oh, man, I was low riding for real. Every place I went, I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground, and my car was tough. I had my muffler fixed, and everything was great. But that's all because my mother talked to a fortune teller. And he told her that I was getting a Mustang, that I was getting a blue car. I didn't know what kind, but I knew I was getting a blue car. So every time I went out looking for a car, I was looking at all the blue cars because I knew my next car or my first car was going to be blue. All right, well, that's my story about my first car, and I'll talk about all of the adjustments I made to my car on another day when I talk about driving my car off to college and all the things that I did. So I think if we don't have any callers that are calling in to ask any questions about a fortune teller, or they have any questions about any of the stories that I've told on the talk radio show last week and today, because today is the beginning of the second week of talk radio, I'll entertain those questions now. So if anybody has a question, they can call 563-999-3560. That's area code 563-999-3560. And you can call that number to listen to the radio show, or you can call if you have some questions or if you want to join the talk radio conversation, because we're coming up with different stories that we can talk about. And I'm hoping to have a lot of people interested in having a discussion about the activities that I'm talking about on Gregory's Story. And this is Talk Radio. And I'm G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. So if we don't have any call-in guests right now, well, I think we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She dance better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, I'm G-Money, I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I don't shower, I don't shave, I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny, I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now, I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man, I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my dad, I'm G-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my daddy.
I love all my brothers. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes, and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. If you don't know, now you know. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's a worldwide internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents. And I have the best radio show on the planet. And I want everybody to listen to the activities that I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, tomorrow's show, we will be talking about weddings in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas will have 5 million people that will have gotten married in the wedding chapel or have gotten their wedding license in Las Vegas. And tomorrow is a special day for people to get married because it's supposed to be a lucky day because it's February, which is the second month, and tomorrow's the 22nd day, and it's the 22nd year or the 2022nd year. So it's 2-22-22. Some people are thinking that's a good day, and they have a lot of people scheduled to get married on tomorrow's day. So we want to wish everybody happy marriage, I guess you'd say. Congratulations to the wedding couple and all of that. So we want to wish them tomorrow. We want to wish everybody, especially the people that got engaged on Valentine's Day this year, and now they're getting married tomorrow, which is supposed to be their lucky day. So Las Vegas is now considered the wedding capital of the world. Not only is it the entertainment capital of the world, but now it's the wedding capital of the world. 5 million people have been married in Las Vegas. But anyway, I'll talk about that tomorrow. So today we were talking about fortune tellers. And I don't know if anybody has been to a fortune teller or actually has somebody read their fortune, do a palm reading or did an eye reading or a forehead reading. or something like that. Sometimes people can actually read the palm of your hand and tell you that you have a lifeline that goes a long way on your hand, which means you'll live a long time. Or you'll have your lifeline will be broken on your hand, which means you're going to die at an early age. Or what other things do I know about your palm of your hand? You have several different lines that mean a lot of different things. I'm not a palm reader, so I can't really tell you all of the things that happen by looking at your palm. But a lot of people believe that they can have their fortune told by somebody reading their palm, looking at the lines on the inside of their hand, because that's supposed to tell a lot about you, and you're supposed to be able to get a lot of information from that. And a lot of people use that information that they get from their line on their hands to do big things in their life. Because that's like a road map to success in their life. And a lot of people believe that they're getting good information from their palm reading. So that's what I found out according to my mother. I guess she had her palm read, or she was looking over a candle. I don't know how they did it, but she came back with the information that she shared with me, and I'm sharing it with you. Now, everybody around the world knows that if somebody's reading your palm, you may get good luck. But if you don't believe in that, it may be bad luck for you. So it's just a matter of how you view what the people are saying that are running their fingers across your hand, what it means. So anyway, if we have anybody that wants to ask a question, that wants to call in and talk about this, I think I have 2 minutes for you to call in and ask a question. Area code 563-999-3560. That's the call-in line for the radio show. And we have a couple of minutes to answer any questions of anybody. If they have any questions about any topic that we've talked about so far on talk radio, I talked about being a regulator in Compton School District. I talked about how I grew up and I went to Catholic schools from first to the 12th grade. And I was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout. And I was an altar boy and I played sports. And talked about playing in my Catholic school and playing in the YMCA. And I talked about playing ball in high school. So if anybody had any questions about me and sports, I was a coach. I can give you some good factual information if you want to get some information about your kids or your daughters that are interested in playing sports. I kind of can give you a little help in that area. I also talked about, what did I talk about the first day? What was the subject matter on the first day? I don't remember. How about that? I know that I'm looking for people that grew up in South Central LA, and if they have stories to share about growing up in South Central, from Florence or from Manchester to Slauson, and from Figueroa to Crenshaw, if you have stories to share with us, we'd really be interested in you calling in and sharing some stories with us. If you're talking about sports, like Crenshaw High School, I talked about the sports at Crenshaw High School. I talked about the band at Crenshaw High School. I talked about the singing that was done in South Central LA, the rap music that came out of Compton. I talked about the gangs that started in South Central LA and moved all around the world. And I talked about what other activities did we talk about? Well, I talked about fortune tellers today, and I guess that, oh, I talked about the guys that got hurt driving. Oh, they did the funeral yesterday for the seven people that were killed in the car accident when that football player ran the light and hit that minivan. He killed seven people in that car, and they had the funeral for those people yesterday. And they had over 100 people that showed up at the funeral to give their last respects to the family and to the friends that were in that car that died. And it was only, I think the youngest boy in the car was 5 years old that died. And the oldest kid was a high school football player that died in the car. But they had their funeral for seven people yesterday. That's about all I could tell you about what's going on in Las Vegas right now. They're looking for a little girl that's been missing. She's like 12 years old. And she's light skinned, and she has green eyes, and she was wearing a navy blue short sleeve shirt, and she was wearing fishnet stockings and had boots on and was wearing a skirt. A gray or black skirt, and she has, I think she has brown hair, and I don't remember her name, but she's been missing. She's missing in Las Vegas as of Saturday night. I think they say she's missing. So if you see anybody, that's, she's 4 foot 8 inches tall, and she has green eyes. She's probably a little pretty little girl. Let's hope that somebody sees her and returns her back to her family. All right, well, that's all I have to share with you. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got one little joke for you. There was two old men sitting in a convalescent hospital, and they were partially blind, so they couldn't see real good. And they were sitting in the hallway of the convalescent home, and they were talking. And this old lady walked by him and she was naked. And she walked by the men, and she saw the men, and she spoke to them, and they recognized her voice. So they asked her how she was doing, and she said she was doing fine. She was just taking a stroll through the hallway. And they were like, okay, well, enjoy yourself. And she walked on. And then one man turned his head and he asked the other man, he said, did you see what she was wearing? And the guy said, no, I couldn't really tell what she had on. But it definitely needed ironing. Oh, that's a joke from G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, people. Well, let's do some birthday wishes today on February 21st, 2022. So, DJ, do we have any birthday wishes? We can give a shout out to people for their birthday today.
Yeah, we have a few birthdays here. Happy birthday to Cassandra Rhodes Venom. She is an AKA. Happy birthday to Minerva Maria Jackson. Happy birthday to Tahira Simpson. She's a Zeta. Happy birthday, Mr. Jet Q, who I'm assuming is a Q. Happy birthday to Rachel Ray, also a Zeta. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Mark A. Colston, who is a Sigma. Happy birthday, everyone, for February 21st, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all of my Greeks, my Sigma brothers, my Zeta sisters, and my other AKA and other sorority sisters and brothers, fraternity brothers. I want to wish everybody happy birthday because today is your special day. So I want to wish you the best of greetings, and hopefully you'll get something really nice today. You know, I hope you get some. Yes, I hope you do. I mean, you know, some cake or some ice cream or something. You know what I mean. Anyway, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I want to sing you a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday today and for every day thereafter, continuously for the rest of your life. May you celebrate in the best of company, and may God bless you on your day. And on every day thereof, may you go with God and go in the peace and harmony with love and peace from me and all my friends and all of your friends. May they be good friends to you on your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Oh, I love that song. I had to sing that twice for you. For 2021. Oh, 2022. 21. Okay. 2022 on the 21st of February. February 21. 2022. It's a whole lot of twos in there, boy. I'm hoping that I go to the casino and win some money. I won on the basketball game yesterday, I bet that the LeBron team would win the NBA All-Star, even though they weren't really playing hard, because Stephen Curry got 51 points, and the highest score in the All-Star game was 52 points, but he got 17 three-pointers, so he was hot, and he said he was trying to break the record, but I think the last part of the game, they just turned it over to LeBron James, and LeBron just took it to the hole. He dunked a couple of times on somebody, and he shot a couple of three-pointers just to prove to them that he was the king. He was King LeBron, and the LeBron team won because he came through at the end of the game, and I think they won by about 8 points. So it was a good game. I really enjoyed it. I wish I could have seen it, but I could listen to it. It was a good game. I listened to it on the radio, and it was really exciting. They had, and then they gave a Kobe Bryant award. They redid the Kobe Bryant award, so they gave that to Steph Curry yesterday for being the most valuable player of the All-Star game. And then they announced it was the 75th anniversary of the of the NBA All-Star game. It was the 75th year that the All-Star game that they've been playing in the NBA. So it was the 75th year, the golden anniversary of the NBA, and they gave recognition to all of the All-Stars that have ever played in the All-Star game, and they named like 75 guards that played. Kobe Bryant was one, Magic Johnson was one, Jerry West was one, Gail Goodrich was one, and then Allen Iverson was one, Isaiah Thomas was one. And then they talked about all of the forwards that played in the game. And they gave honor to James Worthy. They gave honor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They gave honor to Shaq. They gave honor to, who else? Charles Barkley. They gave honor to it was so many of them, I can't even remember everybody. To Karl Malone. Who else they gave honor to? Dr. J. Pistol Pete Maravich. They gave honor to it was like 80 NBA forwards and 80 NBA guards. So they recognized all of them all the way back for 75 years. And that was really exciting. And I knew a lot of the players. I mean, I recognized their names. So I was really impressed with that. It was really good. It took me back when I was a little kid, when I was following the basketball games when I was younger, when I was living in L.A., and I was following the Lakers and the Clippers and stuff. You know, took me back when I was just a kid. Now I'm a little older than being a kid, but I can still appreciate the NBA. It's like I appreciate the Rams winning the Super Bowl. I know some people are still pissed off about that. I'm sorry. L.A. had to show dominance again. What can I say? Baseball will be here soon, and the Lakers will win the basketball NBA championship again this year. So you can look forward to that, too. L.A.'s on the rise, people. Okay, now it's time. We did the birthday. So now it's time for me to say good night. I'll see you tomorrow on my 3 o'clock show when we talk about the marriages in Las Vegas. And you can call in and talk about some of your friends that got married in Las Vegas. And the people that are getting married tomorrow on February 22nd, 2022. Okay, DJ, play our prayer so that we can stop this virus in the United States and all around the world. I'm Reverend G Money saying pray with me. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.